Bill turned sideways and slid in through the opening. He scanned his inventory with a frustrated expression.
Now, where am I going to find 5 early 20th century guns? They don't exactly grow on trees, you know.
The obese man sat down on a stool inside the fortress and rubbed his forehead.
You need guns? I've got guns.
Aunt Pearl materialized beside me. She brandished a pistol in each hand.
I can get more in a jiffy.
I mouthed a silent no. This wasn't the time or place to show off her witchcraft or imply she had an inside track with arms dealers. A weaponized Aunt Pearl scared the daylights out of me. Guns were much worse than fire.
Let me see those.
Bill emerged from his cave and grabbed one of the guns. He turned it over in his hand.
This might actually work. We need 6 of them, though.
Not a problem. Wait a sec.
Aunt Pearl disappeared around a corner, only to return in less than a minute with a tote bag on her arm. She handed the bag to Bill.
Try these.
I was pleased that Aunt Pearl seemed interested in the props job again. Bill took a gun from the bag.
Hey, these look really old. Where did you get them?
Not important, as long as you like them.
Aunt Pearl fake curtsied and batted her eyelashes.
At your service, Mr. Bill.
I turned to Bill. Don't you have to test the guns first to make sure they work? Aunt Pearl's sickly sweet demeanor meant she was up to something. I suspected it was a way to undermine Aunt Amber. Which sibling rivalry was the worst kind?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Except there's not enough time to do that.
Bill frowned.
Now that I think of it, I've got some handguns that might work. Why can't Rick just write the scene properly in the first place?
Bill glared in Rick's direction. The screenwriter was either out of earshot or was purposely ignoring him. Bill knelt down and peered into a large box.
Damn, I don't have them in my prop box. I'll have to run back to the trailer to get them.
Aunt Pearl held up her hand.
I'll go find them. Just tell me where they are.
Bill shook his head.
They're locked up somewhere safe.
He pointed at Aunt Pearl.
You watch the box. Don't let anyone take anything.
He turned on his heels and left. Aunt Pearl swore under her breath.
I do all the work and get no respect. I got him his guns, yet instead of doing something productive, I'm stuck here babysitting this stupid box of toys. They don't pay me enough for this.
You just started. You haven't actually done anything yet. Besides, nobody's paying you anything. You volunteered to help with the props, remember? It was pretty clear Bill didn't really need her help.
Yeah, well, I expected a lot more excitement from an action movie. I'm really starting to regret this. I just might have to stir up a little trouble of my own.
Aunt Pearl rubbed her chin, deep in thought. A shiver ran through me. A thinking Aunt Pearl was a very dangerous thing. Don't you dare conjure up more guns. People might get the wrong idea. Nobody would ever mistake Aunt Pearl for a terrorist, but people would freak out if she was armed to the teeth with 6 handguns.
I could save everyone a lot of time. Bill isn't exactly fast on his feet. There's a lot of high-paid talent just standing around.
She crossed her arms and tapped her foot.
I offer to help, but he won't take it. He obviously feels threatened by me.
I doubt that, I said. He's been doing this for many years. He might be slow, but he knows what he's doing. Aunt Pearl shook her head slowly.
If he had read the script, he'd know that the latest script rewrite added explosives.
How do you know that? Aunt Pearl rolled her eyes and pulled a sheaf of papers from her back pocket.
Let's see. Right here on page 3.
She tapped the page with her forefinger. Where did you get that? I leaned closer to get a better look. The footer at the bottom said version 5, which was one version newer than the copy Rick had just given Bill.
Rick gave it to me?
She snatched the script away and held it above her head.
It's an advance copy.
You're sure you read it right? Her smug smile told me she was lying. About the script, the explosives, or both, I wasn't sure. What I was absolutely sure about was that her involvement had been a huge mistake.